Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
Welcome, welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded, stolen territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the App or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/CJSF Radio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome everybody again. This is Slumber Party every 6 to 7 on Tuesdays. I'm your host for this hour, DJ Coco. As always, I say I have DJ Star as the other host, but she is still off in Germany, and she was supposed to get back today, but since we all know there's been some issues with Air Canada right now and with the union, she wasn't able to come back in time. But she'll be here next week, I believe. So very exciting. We'll probably won't have a full topic. It will more likely just be a catch up of everything that has happened in the last 4 months. And maybe some sharing to the radio as well of what DJ Star has done in Germany. I've got a little quote today, which I haven't done in a really long time. I realized, and this isn't an actual quote. It's more of a YouTube title that I really liked. So I have no idea who said this. There is no official person who's quoted this online. So I'll just throw it out here. But the YouTube title, I guess not really a quote, but the YouTube title is that quote, "You don't have to hustle to be worthy," quote. And I really like this, and I need to take a page out of my own book for this one, because I have struggled a lot with tying my worth to achievement. And so this is a hard pill to swallow, especially in our capitalistic society, as we all know, that we're always striving to be better, always trying to get that job, get that promotion. Look how many friends I have. Look how much money you make. And this is all broadcast and you can see the top 0.0001% on social media who are broadcasting all of their special talents and things that they've done, and look at my house, look at my boat kind of thing. And this quote or this title kind of makes you take a step back and think for a second, because we all place a lot of value on our achievement to be worthy. Not just me, many others. And I can kind of relate this with another story that I not learned, but it was very unfortunate to hear today, of just life in general. And so it's easier to understand this quote if we can take a step back and look at life overall. So what happened today is that I work as a research assistant at the local hospital, and one of our previous research patients, we've met with lots of people for one of the studies, and very, very kind man. He was 50, he was in his late 50s, still very young, and he had pancreatic cancer, and I just found out today that he had passed away. And this was really hard for me to go through when I heard of it, because he was so sweet, and it didn't even seem like he had not that much longer to live, because his medical history was healthy. With pancreatic cancer, you'd usually assume the risk factors of having hypertension or having diabetes, type 1, type 2 diabetes, high BMI, obesity, and things like that. But he had none of these things. He didn't drink. He didn't smoke. He didn't have high blood pressure, as I said. No obesity, no diabetes. I was shocked. And it made me take a step back and think, holy cow, this totally healthy guy had just only a couple months to live. And it made me think of just life in general, of that, why are we hustling so hard and trying to impress other people? And this is not some big revelation. This is definitely occurring to a lot of humans out there, that we should really just take a step back and try to be happy and do the things that we want to do, and not thinking about what other people think of you, as cheesy and stereotypical as that is. But that was my kind of moment today, where I was like, holy, you know, I should take things one step at a time and stop being so hard on myself for not getting that scholarship or not working and getting complete straight A's, and having billions of friends, kind of thing. And so myself and the other research assistant, we both meet all of them together. So we were in a little bit of a funk today. But as my grandma always says to me, and I try to take as heart as much as I can, is that just try to be happy. You know, just the goal in life is to be happy and do the things that make you happy. Not saying that you have to be lazy. I try to go by the mentality of working hard and playing hard, as much as I can, because it's nice to work hard. It's nice to help others and know that you're making a difference in the world. But at the same time, you have to take a step back and try not to work too hard, because even if in your free time you are trying to work on your skills and, I don't know, trying to learn something new that will help you in the workforce, or look good on your resume, kind of thing. And it's good just to sit down, read a fictional book, or just go outside, play some badminton, without any pressure on trying to be better at badminton or trying to just build your skills, but just enjoy the time you have on Earth. So that was that. So a little bit of a, not pessimistic, but just a reminder for myself and for you too, that it's good to take things slow, and savor every moment. Moving on, I am planning to go into a couple songs before I jump into the mini topic for today, which I'm going to be discussing a bit of seed cycling. I have not heard of this concept before, but I have been volunteering with a foraging company that's local here in the Lower Mainland, and I write some of the blog posts for the company. And she put this topic and gave it to me to potentially explore. And I have been exploring it. Quite interesting. I have some opinions on it, but I will give it my best shot and give it some time on the radio for you to hear as well. But before we do that, as I said, I have a couple songs to introduce, and they are all, pretty much all, actually we have one, but they're all female artists. I put in a lot of Canadian artists for this episode, also because we might be getting audited by the Community Radio Association, but I normally put Canadian female artists anyways, so this is just a little extra than normal, but I really like the songs. And as well, I'm going to be playing some more Kate Trinata later on. The music is broken up in this episode as indie, and then a couple of indie rock, and then we're going into electronic. I think this is the move lately. So we'll head into that. This first one I'm going to be playing is from the artist Amy Millen. She recently released an album called I Went to Find You. And I really like this song, Kiss That Summer. So we're going to play it here. Enjoy.
Thanks to my buddy's beer and joint. Here's the keys, joint.
Yo, I'm not driving. I'm way too stoned. How are you feeling, beer?
Oh, since we had that talk, I'm not driving tonight at all.
What about you, Dave?
You only had a couple of drinks.
And only a couple of puffs.
I don't drink and drive. No way I'm getting behind the wheel when I smoked weed, too.
How are we getting home, then?
Come on, Dave. Take one for the team.
Don't let weed and alcohol influence your decision to drive.
Yeah, I need a ride.
A message from Mad Canada.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm your host for this hour, DJ Coco. The last song you just heard was called Bits by the artist No Joy. This was a recently released single this year. And then the one right before that, you heard I See You Too by the band Tops from their album Bury the Key, which was also released this year. So very fun. I believe they're from Montreal, Quebec. So some Quebecois bands on here. And I'm going to jump straight into my mini topic for today because I'm feeling a little prepared. So as I was saying from before, I have been volunteering with this local foraging company that was started in the Lower Mainland. I did a foraging workshop and I really enjoyed it, so I reached out to the lady who started it and now write some of the blog posts. So I've been doing some blog posts about talking about antioxidants, some forage foods with antioxidants that you can find. I did some history about Himalayan blackberries, which you may have noticed last week. And then this week I'm talking about seed cycling for the blog post and we'll be sharing it here and some of my own personal thoughts on here as well. I'm kind of combining the two volunteer opportunities together and meshing them together in a way, but I enjoy the idea. Hopefully you do too, because it feels like my thoughts are more organized when I have them written down a little bit longer ago. But anyways, seed cycling. So this is something that I've never heard of before. The lady, Janine, who runs her company, put this topic and ran it by me, so I was like, okay, I'll try it out. There were other ones which I don't think were as scientifically valid because this is a holistic herbalist company, and I do enjoy holistic medicine and traditional medicine to a degree because I'm still inherently a very scientific person, and I've been going through school with a lot of wariness to bad sources online. So I'm pretty critical of topics like these, but this one, I think there is some scientific validity, which I'd like to dive into. It is more of a pop culture idea. I'm not sure where Janine found this from, but doesn't matter to me because it was very cool for me to learn out. What is seed cycling? What do I keep talking about? So seed cycling is a dietary practice. And this is essentially eating certain types of seeds during the female menstrual cycle to help with hormone imbalances. So unfortunately for the guys listening, this will not really help you in any sense. But if you are female and have ovaries, this could help. So a little more into the menstrual cycle, because some of you may not know some of the intricacies about it, other than that women bleed for about a week every month. The menstrual cycle is made up of two phases. So the first one is the first half, approximately 15 or so days, called the follicular phase. Then in between, this is ovulation. Ovulation occurs where the egg is produced from the ovaries and it is now ready to be fertilized. And after that, the ovulation, this luteal phase occurs, which is the rest of the half of the month. So a typical cycle, as I said, is about a month, but it can be approximately 25 days to 30 days. And it begins with the first day of shedding blood, so when a woman first gets her period. There are lots of hormones going on during the menstrual cycle. There is spiking and dropping of estrogen, which is commonly known, and as well follicle stimulating hormone, which I'll refer to as FSH, and luteinizing hormone, which is LH. And so they all will typically spike normally just before this halfway ovulation period descend down. And there's also another part, progesterone that kind of slowly goes up and will slowly peak during the luteal phase. So you don't need to memorize all of that, but all I'm saying is that there are a lot of hormones going on during each month for women, and this can be pretty imbalancing for mental-wise and physical-wise. And what this seed cycling and this idea is saying is that we women should be eating particularly pumpkin and flax seeds during the follicular phase, this first half of the period. And then in the second half, as I said, the luteal phase, that we should be eating sunflower and sesame seeds. And it's typically known as more of a pop culture idea, but there is evidence that these nutrients are beneficial for the hormone regulation, and with all these hormones going all over the place, and it can balance estrogen and progesterone. And aside from this idea that these seeds can balance hormones, I just like to say that these seeds, like the pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, flax seeds, sunflower seeds, they all are great nutritionary sources, and the fact that they have essential omega-3 and 6 fatty acids. They contain protein, carbohydrates, fiber, zinc, potassium, phosphorus, manganese, and antioxidants, as I've mentioned before, along with the Himalayan blackberries. I feel like there's a trend here, but overall, eating these seeds have overall health benefits, which are beyond this hormone regulation and this seed cycling idea. And what particularly about these seeds, you might ask, are helping with these hormones? Because why seeds? Why couldn't we just eat something else and it would help? So what seeds contain, specifically pumpkin seeds and sesame seeds? They contain this ingredient or compound called photoestrogens. So photoestrogens have been studied more recently, and they are chemicals that are plant-derived, and they have estrogen-mimicking effects. So these photoestrogens, they can help improve insulin regulation and reducing androgen levels, and they haven't been specifically tested with the seeds, but the chemical photoestrogens have had scientific research backing it up and finding that it helps with regulating with estrogen, etc. And so, as I said, yep, the pumpkin seeds and the sesame seeds are abundant in these. And with the other seeds that they recommend, such as the flax seeds and the sunflower seeds, are kind of complementary to these seeds that add the extra beneficial fats and antioxidants. I tried to go into the most credible sources I can for this, because there is a lot of misinformation and I'd say fake news about seed cycling and this whole concept. So I found two articles. One article that I feel pretty strongly about that is good evidence for this, and two others that I'm like, okay, this could help, but there needs to be a lot more research, because I primarily use the National Institute of Health to find my sources from, and these three were all from this platform, which is highly, highly credible. And honestly, there isn't a lot of evidence still, because the fact that I could only find three kind of studies regarding seed cycling is very minimal compared to a lot of different other topics and ideas that have been explored, because they would have hundreds to thousands of studies to back it up. So this is a very fairly new, very, very, very new concept, actually, because these studies I found were all conducted and published in the last two years to... Actually, one of them was published in 2023, and the other two were published this year. So this is a very new concept. And so we can go into these. And the first one that I'd like to go into, which is, I believe, the strongest amount of research, the most valid, is